Good morning, Brian Boyle here, and welcome to another episode of the Mesh Tongue Running Show. It's good to be back. I hope all are well, and hopefully you're surviving this other storm streak here. Boy, we've got a streak of storms going through the Northwest and the Northeast, and everybody be safe out there. This may be the time for your dreaded treadmill running. Maybe the time just to get out and get after it. You know, as we've talked about, getting into the elements and making you a little mentally, more prepared. But today I want to talk to you about breathing. So breathing is one of those things that I think a lot of us take for granted. And the reason we take it for granted is it's something that we are naturally forced to do. Hold your breath long enough and with the ability to open your nose or open your mouth, say you're not suffocating under a pillow or a pile of snow or under water, you're going to automatically breathe. It is a natural reaction. It's a natural response. Your body does it hundreds of thousands of times. Maybe not every day, but depending on, how long you're running and all that, it could be. So I think that's the one key, is that people just assume that the breathing is going to be there until it's not, right? Until you're gasping for air and you're going, wait a second, why am I gasping for air? In some cases, you've been doing intervals and it was self-inflicted. But I like to think about breathing as an opportunity to do two things, right? So breathing is an opportunity to focus internally. Okay, focus internally on something that you can control, a variable that you can control. So, if all of a sudden you start to panic, or you start to, have doubts, or you start to get stressed, you can turn internally to your breathing to help with that. You can slow your breathing down. You can, with that, reduce blood pressure, reduce heart rate, any number of things. The other thing I like to do with breathing is that you can increase your efficiency, okay, in getting the oxygen into the blood. Now, how does this work? Well, if you think about taking a breath in through your mouth and then breathing out through your mouth, you literally decrease the efficiency at which you can exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. Well, why is this important? Well, we have to take oxygen in in order to oxygenate the blood. We need that. We need the oxygen. We need that fresh oxygen coming in, get it into the bloodstream. That then gets pushed into the muscles, especially if you are in an aerobic state of running. We need that. Now, anaerobically, not so much. You can go 10, 15, 20 seconds, without taking a breath, while running. Some of the best sprinters in the world, 100 and 200, say they might breathe once, even in the 200, and many say they don't breathe at all, right? It's holding their breath that entire time. Anaerobic, the glucose is going to be there in those muscles. But for somebody that's running anything over the 200, which is pretty much all of us here, you're going to be in this, kind of fluctuation between aerobic and anaerobic. Even if you sprint, you may go, into anaerobic. At some point, you're at least started off aerobically. So you're going to need that oxygen. Well, what happens is as you breathe in the oxygenated air from outside, you have to exchange that within the lungs with the carbon dioxide, which is being brought back by the veins, to the lungs. Okay, so that blue blood that you see in the veins, well, that's unoxygenated or deoxygenated blood. Now this gets exchanged in the lungs with the new oxygen. It goes back into this bright red, and voila, here we go. Problem is, if you're exchanging that through your mouth, you're literally decreasing the amount of oxygen that you have, okay, stored inside the body. So if we change that to breathing in through the nose, so taking this nice deep breath in through the nose, kind of holding that for a second or two, and then breathing out through the mouth. Okay, now what we've effectively done is we've allowed for some storage in the sinuses, the nasal cavities, okay, back of the back of the throat, where this oxygenated air can still sit. And as we breathe out through the mouth, the carbon dioxide, that is being exchanged can be exchanged more efficiently. Okay, so let me repeat that again. In through the nose, hold it, and then out through the mouth. Okay, so what ends up happening in this particular case is now we've got a much more efficient breathing system, and we're able to stay more efficient. Now, we're going to take this one step further. So, what does one step further look like? I want you to push your belly out. Okay, so rather than breathing in and trying to suck your stomach in, I want you to push your belly out until it feels like you can't go any further. Okay, so you're going to just let the diaphragm kind of expand down. You're going to push, almost thinking that you're trying to push your stomach out through your waistband. You're thinking about just bottoming out the lungs. So you're going to push out. So as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in through the nose, and then I want you to push out through the belly button. Okay, and this is going to be one of those that you're just going to think about forcing that belly button out, trying to push it out over your waistband as far as you can. You're going to hold that, and then as you breathe and relax, okay, so as you're breathing out, you're going to let that stomach come back in. Okay, and you're thinking about pushing the belly button back into the front of the spine. Now, what does this do? This is called belly breathing. This is what singers do. This is how they're able to maintain, a note for an extended period. Somebody that is an opera singer, somebody that's able to carry that last line of the note and hold that note for extended period of time has mastered the art of belly breathing, and it allows the diaphragm to fall down into the abdominal contents, thus allowing the lungs to expand out a little bit further. Okay, and as they breathe out and force that air out, it allows much more capability for the lungs and for the diaphragm. So, this is where we call this diaphragmatic breathing. This is where the experts in running will typically play. So if you're just, kind of getting started, or you've been doing this for a while and you're wondering what's that next little edge, I'd suggest belly breathing being as one of those things that can just change without having to go out and buy new gear, without having to have the best of the best, just working on something internally. And as I alluded to before, this is something that you can use with breathing to, slow down an anxiety. If your race isn't going the way that you'd planned, or if you're out on a long run and you just need to vent and de-stress and just kind of get out there and just relax the muscles, the belly breathing, is certainly one of those things that can be super, super duper, awesome for that. And so I would encourage you to try that. Maybe even just sitting down at your desk, sitting down, laying down on the floor, working on that in through the nose, holding for a few seconds, and as you go through the nose, push the belly out. Okay, and as you exchange that carbon dioxide and you breathe out through the mouth, suck the belly in. Okay, practice that. Practice makes perfect. So practice, practice, practice. Get comfortable with it, and then go out into your run and try it. Okay, see what it feels like. It's gonna be something different. So, plan a route that you're comfortable with, that you know very well. Don't take a route where you're trying to figure out where am I going, where's this path, kind of connect. Where is this that am I gonna get run over by a car? Is there more traffic than usual? Find a route that you're comfortable with, and then practice. I think you're going to be really excited about the results that you're going to get. So, any questions, please send them to me, Brian, Brian, at company5k.com. That's the number 5k.com. I'll be happy to get back to you. Also, you can call into this show. And as I always say, please, I appreciate the love and the support. Send this to your friends, send this to your family members, your training partners. Whatever you do, don't go hurting yourself to come back. Okay, it's just not worth it. We can get through this. We can always figure out something else for you. But, until next time, Brian Boyle with the Mesh Tongue Running Show. Take care.